aspects of a democracy is regular elections, elections that are regularly carried out. They are fair and credible. And I believe the last election was fair, it was credible, and it was quite competitive. And so what happens in a democracy is that after an election, the inauguration, a process in which the incumbent administration hands over power to the incoming administration. So inauguration is a very important aspect of a democratic system. The critical aspect of the process is that one president leaves and another one comes in, and the one who is coming in is sworn in by members of the judiciary. Somebody from the judiciary swears in the person who is coming in as president and as vice president. That's basically what the process is. All the other things associated with it are just to give the country an opportunity to celebrate in the peaceful transition of power.
President Trump has made a lot of promises. Professor Mbaku says so far, Africa is not a top priority in his upcoming administration.
He has made a lot of promises, but you know how it is in politics. Sometimes politicians make a lot of fantastic promises before they get into power. And then they get into power and discover that they are not able to fulfill all those promises. Part of it has to do with the fact that as a democratic country, as a country based on the rule of law, the government must operate within the law. What exactly Trump is going to do will be determined by a lot of regulations, a lot of laws, the Constitution being the most important of them. So with respect to Africa, the administration has not, the incoming administration has not actually told us exactly what they intend to do when it comes to Africa. There isn't any, as far as I know, there isn't any white paper from the Trump transition team that is expected to, or that outlines exactly what this administration plans to do. One thing that those of us who have an interest in Africa have said before is that Africans should not wait until the new administration comes in and then try to see what its policy is going to be towards Africa. African countries must understand that Africa is very important to the U.S., regardless of what politicians in the U.S. are saying or regardless of what public opinion in the U.S. might be saying. Africa is a very important strategic continent for American foreign policy. What I'm saying here is that Africans should get together as a group, not as individual countries, but as a group, maybe through the African Union or through regional communities. Africans can contribute to defining that relationship, and they can do so more effectively if they approach that issue from the point of view of a regional or continental process.
The professor points out that Africa has a lot to offer the United States.
Africans have a lot to offer. Remember, some people have been saying that Trump's interest in Greenland has something to do with minerals, in other words, natural resources, and number two, security between the Western world and Russia. Africa has exactly that to offer. Africa has a lot of minerals. And number two, Africa also has the opportunity to provide the type of security that the U.S. Requires in order to promote its international policies. So Africans can leverage those resources in order to have a mutually acceptable and mutually beneficial relationship with the Trump administration and the U.S., the Trump administration in particular, and the U.S. in general. So it isn't that Africa will be coming to this negotiation with its hands open, with nothing to give. Africans have a lot to give. I mean, tremendous amount to give. I mean, you can understand why the Chinese are interested in Africa, why the Russians are interested in Africa, why the Turks are interested in Africa, the Koreans, South Korea primarily, are interested in Africa. And the reason is because Africa has a lot to offer. And why not use that leverage to redefine the relationship between the continent and the new administration and the U.S. in general? But Africans can come to the table not as beggars, but as individuals who are equally well endowed, and they will be saying, look, you cannot take us for granted. We have a lot to offer. We have a lot of investment opportunities to offer multinational corporations in the U.S. that are looking for opportunities to make a profit. We want this relationship, but we don't want a colonial relationship. We want a relationship that is mutually beneficial.
That was John Makum Mbaku, non-resident senior fellow at the Brookings Institution. He spoke with me from the U.S. state of Utah. You're listening to